Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministers, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Topa. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. It has been a fantastic journey. We've started at January 1st, and we shall continue through December 31st. Amen. Our adventure through the Word of God. Oh, I give glory and honor to the Lord on this evening. Tonight, we are reading from Job chapters 29 and 30, and Jeremiah chapters 12 through 16. Amen. This is the Saturday edition of A Year in the Word. Let's pray. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you honor, O God, because you are worthy of all the honor and all of the praise. Oh, Lord God, we are so honored to be in your presence even right now. We humble ourselves, Lord God. We humble our minds, our souls, and our bodies in your presence, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you might do a great and mighty work in each and every one of us. Lord, I lift up every listener, Lord God, with all of their circumstance into your presence, even right now, oh God. Oh Lord, I spotlight it, Lord God, before you, asking, oh God, that you move like never before in each and every one of their lives, Lord God. No matter what the need is, Lord, we lift it up before you. You are truly, Lord, our strength. You are our provider. You are our help in the time of trouble. You are our healer. You are our deliverer, oh God. You, Lord God, for healing our relationships, for healing our soul, for healing our sicknesses, for healing our conditions, our afflictions, for healing our jobs, for healing our families, for healing our children, our grandchildren, our whatever the relationship is. Lord God, we lift it all before you, and we give glory to you, Lord God, because you care about the things, Lord God, that trouble us. You care about every aspect of our lives, and we honor you, oh God. You are our gracious creator, the one who loves us more than anyone could ever. You love us with a love that has no conditions, no boundaries, and no borders, Lord God, and we come humbly in your presence, oh God, to give you honor and to give you praise and to lift up accolades before you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy, for your love and your kindness toward us. We thank you, Lord, for this great salvation that you've given us. We thank you, Lord God, for every breakthrough and every breakout. We thank you for miracles that have been formed in the atmosphere for us. Oh, Lord, for us as individuals, for us as nations, for us as cities, we thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord God, for us, Lord God, as the human race, Lord God, we give you glory for every life, Lord God, on the planet. We give you glory, Lord. Hallelujah, because you love us all the same, oh Lord God, and we magnify your name. Oh Lord God, bring forth salvation with your mighty hand, Lord God, in the lives of every one of these listeners, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. All of them have a petition up before you, Lord God. Grant them their petition, oh God. Hear the cry of their hearts on tonight. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, meet the need, oh God. Bridge the gap, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heal, Lord God, the affliction, the dis-ease. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, bind the spirit of infirmity right now. Bind every weakness, Lord God, and let it be made strong even in this hour, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we bind every wickedness and every demonic presence, Lord God, that has come against your people even right now, and cancel every assignment of the enemy that has gone forth, Lord God, to bring destruction. We speak life and peace right now in the name of Jesus.
in the name of Jesus. Life in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, where there was barrenness, Lord God, let a tender plant arise suddenly, Lord God, and grow to full fruition. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, move right now, Lord, every obstacle and every yoke, Lord God, let it be broken and destroyed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Burn up, Lord, every unfruitful act, every unfruitful work in each and every one of us, and forgive us our sins and trespasses on today, Lord God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, burn it up, Lord God, with the fire of the Holy Ghost, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and clear out the land, Lord God, even the landscape of our minds, Lord God, and bring forth truth and life and peace, Lord God. Oh, Lord, directly from the throne, your throne, glory to God. Oh, Father, as we come before you in the reading of your word, open our minds and hearts to receive it. On today, give us knowledge and wisdom, and most of all, give us understanding, Lord God, after what your spirit was speaking then and what you are speaking to us now with regard to these words, Lord God, as we go forth, because every bit of this word is there for us to learn from. These are lessons, these are instructions. Lord God, help us hear and obey even right now in the name of Jesus. Bless, Lord. Heal and deliver in the midst of us all, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We're waiting on you to move, Lord. We need you, God. We need you, God. Hallelujah. We need you, Jesus. Oh, move right now in the midst of us, Lord. Even now in the name of Jesus, we pray. Oh, God, we bless your name. We give you glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name and we give you glory, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us this time. Oh, God, thank you for allowing us this time. Lord, so many have gone on before us, Lord God, and they went unprepared and not ready. Oh, Lord, but thank you for this time of preparation, this time of readiness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let us be fully prepared and fully equipped, Lord God, for every work and to go transition into eternity, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bless God. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name I pray. We're reading from Job chapters 29 through 30 and Jeremiah chapters 12 through 16. This is the Friday-Saturday edition of A Year in the Word. To the glory of God Almighty, our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen, 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 amen. Amen. I shall begin reading. Amen. We're coming from the New King James Version of the Word of God. All right. Job further continued his discourse and said, "Oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God watched over me, when his lamp shone upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness, just as I was in the days of my prime, when the friendly counsel of God was over my tent, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were around me, when my steps were bathed with cream, and the rock poured out rivers of oil for me, when I went out to the gate of the city, when I took my seat in the open square, the young men saw me and hid, and the aged arose and stood. The princes refrained from talking and put their hand on their mouth. The voice of nobles was hushed, and their tongues stuck to the roof of their mouth. When the ear heard, then it blessed me. And when the eye saw, then it approved me, because I delivered the poor who cried out, the fatherless and the one who had no helper. The blessing of a perishing man came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My justice was like a robe and a turban. I was eyes to the blind. I was feet to the lame. I was a father to the poor, and I searched out the case that I did not know. I broke the fangs of the wicked and plucked the victim from his teeth. Then I said, I shall die in my nest and multiply my days. My root is spread out to the waters, and the dew lies all night on my branch. My glory is fresh within me, and my bow is renewed in my hand. Men listened to me and waited and kept silent for my counsel. After my words, they did not speak again, and my speech settled on them as dew. They waited for me as for rain, and they opened their mouth wide as for the spring rain. If I mocked at them, they did not believe it. And the light of my countenance, they did not cast down. I chose the way for them and set as a chief. So I dwelt as a king in the army, as one who comforts mourners. But now they mock at me, men younger than I, whose fathers I disdain to put with the dogs of my flock. Indeed, what profit is the strength of their hands to me? Their vigor has perished. They are gaunt from want and famine, fleeing late to the wilderness, desolate and waste. Who pluck mallow by the bushes and broom tree roots for their food? They were driven out from among men. They shouted at them as at a thief. They had to live in the cliffs of the valleys, in the caves of the earth and the rocks. Among the bushes they prayed. Under the nettles they nestled. They were sons of fools, best sons of vile men. They were scourged from the land. And now I am their taunting song. Yes, I am their byword. They abhor me. They keep far from me. They do not hesitate to spit in my face, because he has loosed my bowstring and afflicted me. They have cast off restraint before me. At my right hand the rabble arises. They push away my feet, and they raise against me their ways of destruction. They break up my path. They promote my calamity. They have no helper. They come as broad breakers. Under the ruinous storm they roll along. Terrors are turned upon me. They pursue my honor as the wind, and my prosperity has passed like a cloud. And now my soul is poured out because of my plight. The days of affliction take hold of me. My bones are pierced in me at night, and my gnawing pains take no rest. My great garment is disfigured. It binds me about as the collar of my coat. He has cast me into the mire, and I have become like dust and ashes. I cry out to you, but you do not answer me. I stand up, and you regard me. But you have become cruel to me. With the strength of your hand, you oppose me. You lift me up to the wind and cause me to ride on it. You spoil my success, for I know that you will bring me to death and to the house appointed for all living. Surely he would not stretch out his hands against a heap of ruins. If they cry out when he destroys it, have I not wept for him who was in trouble, so grieved for the poor? But when I looked for good, evil came to me, and when I waited for light, then came darkness. My heart is in turmoil and cannot rest. Days of affliction confront me. I go about mourning, but not in the sun. I stand up in the assembly and cry out for help. I am a brother of jackals and a companion of ostriches. My skin grows dark and falls from me. My bones burn with fever. My harp is turned to mourning, and my flute to the voice of those who weep. I have read and you have heard from Job chapters 29 and 30. Now we're going to Jeremiah chapters 12 through 16. Righteous are you, O Lord, when I plead with you. Yet let me talk with you about your judgments. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why are those
happy them. Yes, they have not taken, they have, you have planted them. Yes, they have taken root. They grow. Yes, they bear fruit. You are near in their mouth, but far from their mind. But you, O Lord, know me. You have seen me, and you have tested my heart toward you. Pull them out like sheep for the slaughter, and prepare them for the day of slaughter. How long will the land mourn, and the herbs of every field wither? The beasts and the birds are consumed for the wickedness of those who dwell there, because they said he will not see our final end. If you have run with the footmen and they have wearied you, then how can you contend with the horses? And if in the land of peace in which you trusted they wearied you, then how do you do in a floodplain of the Jordan? For even your brothers, the house of your father, even they have dealt treacherously with you. Yes, they have called a multitude after you. Do not believe them, even though they speak smooth words to you. I have forsaken my house. I have left my heritage. I have given the dearly beloved of my soul into the hand of her enemies. My heritage is to me like a lion in the forest. It cries out against me. Therefore, I have hated it. My heritage is to me like a speckled vulture. The vultures all around are against her. Come, assemble all the beasts of the field. Bring them to devour. Many rulers have destroyed my vineyard. They have trodden my portion underfoot. They have made my pleasant portion a desolate wilderness. They have made it desolate. Desolate, it mourns to me. The whole land is made desolate because no one takes it to heart. The plunderers have come on all the desolate heights in the wilderness. For the sword of the Lord shall devour from one end of the land to the other end of the land. No flesh shall have peace. They have sown wheat but reap thorns. They have put themselves to pain but do not profit. But be ashamed of your harvest because of the fierce anger of the Lord. Thus says the Lord. Against all my evil neighbors who touch the inheritance which I have caused my people Israel to inherit. Behold, I will pluck them out of their land and pluck out the house of Judah from among them. Then it shall be, after I have plucked them out, that I will return and have compassion on them and bring them out, every one to his heritage and every one to his land. And it shall be, if they will learn carefully the ways of my people, to swear by my name, as the Lord lives, as they taught my people to swear by Baal, then they shall be established in the midst of my people. But if they do not obey, I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation, says the Lord, it around your waist, but do not put water in it. So I got a sash according to the word of the Lord and put it around my waist. And the word of the Lord came to me the second time, saying, take the sash that you acquired, which is around your waist, and arise, go to Euphrates, and hide it there in a hole in the rock. So I went and hid it by the Euphrates, as the Lord commanded me. Now it came to pass after many days that the Lord said to me, arise, go to the Euphrates, and take from there the sash which I commanded you to hide there. Then I went to the Euphrates and dug, and took the sash from the place where I had hidden it. And there was the sash ruined. It was profitable for nothing. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, thus says the Lord, in this manner I will ruin the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. This evil people who refuse to hear my words, who follow the dictates of their hearts and walk after other gods to serve them and worship them, shall be just like this sash, which is profitable for nothing. For as the sash clings to the waist of a man, so have I caused the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah to cling to me, says the Lord, that they may become my people, my renowned for praise and for glory. But they would not hear.
for you shall speak to them this word. Thus says the Lord God of Israel, every bottle shall be filled with wine. And they will say to you, do we not certainly know that every bottle will be filled with wine? Then you shall say to them, thus says the Lord, behold, I will fill all the inhabitants of this land, even the king who sit on David's throne, the priests, the prophets, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with drunkenness. And I will dash them one against another, even the fathers and the sons together, says the Lord. I will not pity nor spare nor have mercy, but will destroy them. Hear and give ear. Do not be proud, for the Lord has spoken. Give glory to the Lord your God before he causes darkness and before your feet stumble on the dark mountains, and while you are looking for light, he turns it into the shadow of death and makes it dense darkness. But if you will not hear it, my soul will weep in secret for your pride. My eyes will weep bitterly and run down with tears because the Lord's flock has been taken captive. Say to the king and to the queen mother, humble yourselves, sit down, for your rule shall collapse the crown of your glory. The cities of the south shall be shut up, and no one shall open them. Judah shall be carried away, all of it. It shall be wholly carried away captive. Lift up your eyes and see those who come from the north. Where is the flock that was given to you, your beautiful sheep? What will you say when he punishes you? For you have taught them to be chieftains, to be head over you. Will not pain seize you like a woman in labor? And if you say in your heart, why have these things come upon us? For the greatness of your iniquity, your skirts have been uncovered, your heels made bear. Can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard its spots? Then may you also do good who are accustomed to do evil. Therefore, I will scatter them like stubble that passes away by the wind of the wilderness. This is your lot, the portion of your measure from me, says the Lord, because you have forgotten me and trusted in falsehood. Therefore, I will uncover your skirts over your face that your shame may appear. I have seen your adulteries and your lustful names, the lewdness of your harlotries, your abominations on the hills and in the fields. Woe to you, Jerusalem! Will you still not be made clean? The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah concerning the drought. Judah mourns and her gates languish. They mourn for the land, and the cry of Jerusalem has gone up. Their nobles have sent to their lads for waters. They went to the cisterns and found no water. They returned with their vessels empty. They were ashamed and confounded and covered their heads because the ground is parched and there is no rain in the land. The plowmen were ashamed. They covered their heads. Yes, the deer also gave birth in the field, but left because there was no grass. And the wild donkeys stood in the desolate heights. They sniffed at the wind like jackals. Their eyes failed because there was no grass. Oh, Lord, though our iniquities testify against us, do it for your name's sake, for our backslidings are many. We have sinned against you. Oh, the hope of Israel, his Savior in the time of trouble. Why should you be like a stranger in the land and like a traveler who turns aside to tarry for a night? Why should you be like a man astonished, a mighty one who cannot save? Yet you, O Lord, are in our midst, and we are called by your name. Do not leave us. Thus says the Lord to this people. They have loved to wander. They have not restrained their feet. Therefore, the Lord does not accept them. He will remember their iniquity now and punish their sins. Then the Lord said to me, do not pray for this people for their good. When they fast, I will not hear their cry. And when they offer burnt offering and grain offering, I will not accept them. But I will consume them by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence. Then I said, ah, Lord God, behold, the prophets say to them, you shall see the sword. You shall not see the sword, nor shall you have famine, but I will give you assured peace in this place. And the Lord said to me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I have not sent them, commanded them, nor spoken to them. They prophesy to you a false vision, divination, or worthless thing, and the deceit of their heart. Therefore, thus says the Lord, concerning the prophets who prophesy in my name, whom I did not send, and who say, sword and famine shall not come in this land. By sword and famine, these prophets shall be consumed. And the people to whom they prophesy shall be cast out in the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword. They will have no one to bury them, them nor their wives, their sons, nor their daughters, for I will pour their wickedness on them. Therefore, you shall say this word to them. My eyes flow with tears night and day, and let them not cease, for the virgin daughter of my people has been broken with a mighty stroke, with a very severe blow. If I go out to the field, then behold, those slain with the sword. And if I enter the city, then behold, those sick from famine. Yes, both prophet and priest go about in a land they do not know. Have you utterly rejected Judah? Has your soul loathed Zion? Have you stricken us so that there is no healing for us? We have looked for peace, but there was no good, and for the time of healing, and there was trouble. We acknowledge, O Lord, our wickedness and the iniquity of our fathers, for we have sinned against you. Do not abhor us for your name's sake. Do not disgrace the throne of your glory. Remember, do not break your covenant with us. Are there any among the idols of the nations that can cause rain? Or can the heavens give showers? Are you not he, O Lord our God? Therefore we wait for you, since you have made all these. Moses and Samuel stood before me. My mind would not be favorable toward this people. Cast them out of my sight and let them go forth. And it shall be if they will say to you, where should we go? Then you shall tell them, thus says the Lord, such as are for death to death, and such as are for the sword to the sword, and such as are for the famine to the famine, and such as are for the captivity to the captivity. And I will appoint over them four forms of destruction, says the Lord, the sword to slay, the dogs to drag, the birds of the heaven, and the beasts of the earth to devour and destroy. And I will hand them over to trouble to all the kingdoms of the earth because of Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah, king of Judah, for what he did in Jerusalem. For who will have pity on you, O Jerusalem? Or who will bemoan you? Or who will turn aside to ask, how are you doing? You have forsaken me, says the Lord. You have gone backward. Therefore, I will stretch out my hand against you and destroy you. I am weary of relenting, and I will winnow them with a winnowing fan in the gates of the land. I will bereave them of children. I will destroy my people, since they do not return from their ways. Their widows will be increased to me more than the sand of the sea. I will bring against them, against the mother of the young men, a plunder at noonday. I will cause anguish and terror to fall on them suddenly. She languishes who has borne seven. She has breathed her last. Her son has gone down while it was yet day. She has been ashamed and confounded, and the remnant of them I will deliver to the sword before their enemies, says the Lord. Woe is me, my mother, that you have borne me, a man of strife and a man of contention to the whole earth. I have neither lent for interest, nor have men lent to me for interest. Every one of them curses me. The Lord said, surely it will be well with your remnant. Surely I will cause the enemy to intercede with you in the time of adversity and the time of affliction. Can anyone break iron, the northern iron and the bronze? Your wealth and your treasures I will give as plunder without price, because of all your sins throughout your territories. And I will make you cross over with your enemies into a land which you do not know, for a fire is kindled in my anger, which shall burn upon you. Oh, Lord, you know, remember me and visit me and take vengeance for me on my persecutors. In your enduring patience, do not take me away. Know that for your sake I have suffered rebuke. Your words were found and I ate them, and your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by your name. Oh, Lord, God of hosts, I did not sit in the assembly of the mockers, nor do I rejoice. I sat alone because of your hand, for you have filled me with indignation. Why is my pain perpetual and my wound incurable, which refuses to be healed? Will you surely be to me like an unreliable stream, as waters that fail? Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you return, then I will bring you back. You shall stand before me if you take out the precious from the vial. You shall be as my mouth. Let them return to you, but you must not return to them. And I will make you to this people a fortified bronze wall, and they will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. And I am with you to save you and deliver you, says the Lord. I will deliver you from the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you from the grip of the troubled, of the terrible. The word of the Lord also came to me, saying, you shall not take a wife, nor shall you have sons or daughters in this place. For thus says the Lord concerning the sons and daughters who are born in this place, and concerning their mothers who born them, and their fathers who begot them in this land. They shall die gruesome deaths. They shall not be lamented, nor shall they be buried, but they shall be like refuse on the face of the earth. They shall be consumed by the sword and by famine, and their corpses shall be meat for the birds of heaven and for the beasts of the earth. For thus says the Lord, do not enter the house of the mourning, nor go to lament or bemoan them, for I have taken away my peace from this people, says the Lord. Loving kindness and mercy, both the great and the small shall die in this land. They shall not be buried, neither shall men lament for them, cut themselves, nor make themselves bald for them, nor shall men break bread in mourning for them to comfort them for the dead, nor shall men give them the cup of consolation to drink for their father or for their mother. Also, you shall not go into the house of feasting to sit with them to eat and drink. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will cause to cease from this place before your eyes and in your days the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. And it shall be when you show this people all these words, and they say to you, why has the Lord pronounced all this great disaster against us? Or what is our iniquity? Or what is our sin that we have committed against the Lord our God? Then you shall say to them, because your fathers have forsaken me, says the Lord. They have walked after other gods and have served them and worshiped them and forsaken me, and not kept my law. And you have done worse than your fathers. For behold, each one follows the dictates of his own evil heart, so that no one listens to me. Therefore, I will cast you out of this land into a land that you do not know, neither you nor your fathers. And there you shall serve other gods day and night, where I will not show you favor. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that it shall be no more said, the Lord lives who brought up the children of Israel from the land of Egypt, but the Lord lives who brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands where he had driven them. For I will bring them back into their land, which I gave to their fathers. Behold, I will send for many fishermen, says the Lord, and they shall fish them. And afterward, I will send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and every hill and out of the holes of the rocks. For my eyes are on all of their ways. They are not hidden from my face, nor is their iniquity hidden from my eyes. And I first will repay double for their iniquity and their sin, because they have defiled my land. They have filled my inheritance with the carcasses of their detestable and abominable idols. O Lord, my strength and my fortress, my refuge in the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall come to you from the ends of the earth and say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, worthlessness, and unprofitable things. Will a man make gods for himself, which are not gods? Or behold, I will this once cause them to know. I will cause them to know my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is the Lord. I have read and you have heard from Jeremiah chapters 29 through 30. I'm sorry, Job chapters 29 through 30 and Jeremiah chapters 12 through 16. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you. I pray that you will continue to be with me in this journey through a year in the Word. God bless you. Amen.